Amazon.com.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of Colin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. We're doing something really, really unique this week. As a matter of fact, I haven't done this before in 15 years of doing radio. I went to Alaska last week for 5 days, just got back on Wednesday, visiting a couple of properties, which we're going to be talking about on this show, and visiting with a group of people in the mining industry, all executives, all very technically proficient people, and I'm devoting the entire show to that visit. Why am I doing that? A couple of reasons. Number one, I think that the situation up there that we visited really, really merits attention. Now, don't take this as being investment advice, because it isn't. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I want you guys just to know what I do, basically, where I get material from, et cetera. And this trip was so exciting, for lack of better terms, and so educational that I wanted to devote an entire show to it. Now, let me start out by saying my first guest is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Pontius. Jeff has been on the show before. Jeff is a man who has a tremendous amount of vision. He has over 30 years' experience in the mining industry. Most recently, before he started his two additional companies, he was with AngloGold. Jeff had a vision. In 2006, he found, when he was still working for AngloGold, a property that very possibly is the second largest resource in the state of Alaska. He and Dr. Russell Myers, his partner, started a company called International Tower Hill Mines. They vended this property, purchased it from Anglo, vended it into International Tower Hill Mines, basically did development exploration work on the property, and then just very, very recently, within the last 6 months or so, they spun all of the exploration projects out of International Tower Hill and started their sister company, which is called Corvus Gold Corp. Okay, we visited both of those properties, and I got to tell you, there's a lot to be said about them. Having said that, again, do not construe this as being investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I announced on Monday, after I'd been in Alaska for 3 days, that I was going to purchase stock in Corvus Gold. I did that, and that transaction was started and completed 3 days later on Wednesday. I'm very, very happy with that purchase. This is the kind of stuff, you guys, I'm going to tell you, movies are made out of. Jeff, number one, why Alaska and why to start ITH?
Well, I think that the real compelling thing for Alaska with me was its underexplored nature. I first started working in my career in Alaska in 1978, and I was amazed at the mineral potential of the area. And due to the fact that the main gold exploration activities in the U.S. have taken place over the last 30 years in Nevada, Alaska was really overlooked. And so I came back there in 1999, brought Anglo Gold in there, and we started doing a lot of exploration. We had some terrific success, and the portfolio we have today is really the outgrowth of that Anglo Gold work. And it was very interesting. And then in 2006, I had an opportunity to start a company and do it for myself instead of a large mining company, which was my history all my career. And it's been very fulfilling. I really enjoyed it, and we have a great, terrific success at Live and Good, and I think we've got more to come with Corvus Gold assets.
You know, what I find to be really interesting is we had a chance to spend, 5 days of intermittent one-on-one time with the entire management team of both companies. And I have to say that I have never in my career met a more competent group of individuals. Now, I don't want to say that I haven't met equally competent individuals, but I have never met a group of individuals who are more competent than this group. I mean, starting out with your partner, Russ Myers, PhD, going over to the chief executive officer. We'll start with the president of ITH, Carl Brechtel, your general manager, Carl Hahnemann, your chief executive officer, Jim Comedina. I mean, you got a group of people that just, number one, credibility, and number two, technical ability. I got to tell you, I think you guys are just, I think you're really onto something, and I think you're going to do the state of Alaska an awful lot of good, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I'm very fortunate in the fact that most of these people I've known through my career, and when I was able to get my basically own company up and going, and I pretty much targeted most of these guys to go and try and get them and come to work for these two groups, and I've been very successful and very lucky that these guys have come along. I mean, exploration successes and building mines is not a singular event that one person does. It's a really, truly a group effort. And I've had good luck with this team on discovery and building mines in the past. And so you always go for the A team when you're in this business, because it doesn't really work when you got the B team.
Well, if you don't have the B team, it doesn't work at all. You know, one thing that I find to be really interesting right now is we had a bit of a scare in the gold market while we were up north, in that, you know, the value of an ounce of gold dropped precipitously early in the week, and then yesterday, Friday, it came back in spades. And, you know, the Friday's action, I think, proves to everybody that the bull market in gold is here to stay for a while. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. And I would define a while as being, you know, probably at least a half a dozen years, and then I don't see it going back down to the earlier levels. But, you know, I personally feel that hard assets, specifically gold and silver, are a great place to invest for security. You've been in the business as long or longer than I have. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I totally agree with you, Al. I mean, the one thing that we need to think of, particularly in the gold and silver business, is that these deposits are harder and harder to come by. And in addition to just the monetary pressure on the price of gold, there's a scarcity issue here. And we've talked about this before on your show, but, you know, our exploration success as an industry has dropped off dramatically over the last 5 or 6 years, and we are not replacing resources that we're mining today. And when you have assets like the asset at Live and Good that ITH has, which is a massive plus 20 million ounce deposit, and you have assets like the emerging assets that we have in Corvus Gold, I mean, this is true wealth that's in the ground. This is future wealth for us, and it really is wonderful to be in a company that has such great assets where we can actually go forward and develop mining projects on these things, because, you know, Mother Nature's tough where she puts it, but we're starting to get to the point where it's really and really difficult to replace those ounces, and the future ounces are going to be a lot more expensive.
You know, I was just interviewed. I just did a half-hour radio show on a network broadcasting out of Dallas, and we were talking about the gold market right now, and we were talking about how people have to be very, very careful as to how they invest, because there are a lot of charlatans, for lack of better terms, in the industry. What are your comments on that? What should people do to protect themselves?
Well, you know, I think that at one point in time, that was probably definitely a very valid statement. Are there still opportunists out there in the marketplace taking advantage of the investor? I think, yeah, there are a few, but we have some pretty good exchange controls these days. And to be honest, those kind of companies just don't last very long. And I think, you know, it's really important to look at management. We all know when we invest that it's very, very important to have competent management behind the company, with not only ability to find, discover, and develop assets, but to raise the critical development capital and venture capital we need to make those things happen. And I think a person really has to look at the track record of a company and the people that are in that company. And I'm very proud of the associations I've had and my team has had here. And we welcome people to take a look at our history here.
Well, there's absolutely nothing that's going to get uncovered except positive things. You know, I want to stress the same thing. I've been investing in this industry for a long time, over 30 years, and I'll tell you, my main criteria is people. Everything else is secondary. You know, I think you'll see why I'm enthusiastic. Jeff, always a pleasure listening to you guys. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with the chief geologist for the ITH property. Be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second segment of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, continuing on with our discussion about International Tower Hill Mines. I have to say again, and I'm going to say this probably 50 times during this particular show, that was one of the most interesting and educational mining tours I have ever taken, both with International Tower Hill and their sister company, Corvus Gold Corp. I've got a really interesting guy on the line with me, an ex-EBUM, just like myself, Chris Puckner. Chris is the chief geologist for Tower Hill Mines. He is almost PhD geologist, he was telling me one night. Went to Stanford. The going got so good in the industry that he decided to take a hiatus from school, and the rest is history. He ended up, after getting his Bachelor of Science degree, he ended up working in the industry, and he's been in it for 30-some-odd years. I don't want to call Chris a founder, co-founder of International Tower Hill, but he has been there since day one with Dr. Myers and also with Jeff. Very, very interesting company. The man loves Alaska. Both he and his wife make their home up there. He knows this property like the back of his hand, the property being alive and good. Chris, tell our listeners about it, would you?
Well, it's one of the more significant gold discoveries in certainly in the last 10 years, and certainly the second largest in Alaska since I've been here in 30 years. Very large, relatively low-grade intrusion-related gold system that we've been lucky enough to find and drill out.
You know, it was really interesting seeing what was going on up there, and I want to let you guys know that we spent more than an entire day with Chris and Jim and Chris, the president of the company. And I have to tell you, the work that has been accomplished there in the last 5 years, International Tower Hill picked up the Live and Good property in 2006. And since that time, they have established, according to 43101 numbers, a really, really significant asset. Let's talk about the size of that asset, if you don't mind, Chris.
You know, in the PEA that's coming out, you'll see that if you measured an indicated resource of on the order of 16 million ounces, mm-hmm. And the pit itself captures, if you include the infer, you can add another roughly 4 million, slightly more than 4 million ounces to that.
Yeah.
So, large, very large deposit.
Now, are you guys planning on taking this thing to production yourself? Is that still up in the air? Or, yes, we're planning on doing that unless an offer that we can't refuse comes along? Because that's a huge asset, Chris.
It is a huge asset, and the company has to move the project forward, and the direction the project has to go is towards development. So, barring someone coming in, yes, I think management's intent is to do exactly that.
I think it's one thing that's important for folks to realize is one of the discussions that we had during the course of the visit to Live and Good was we were talking about capital. And it's my understanding that you guys are, with a plan right now anyway, is not necessarily to put this thing into production utilizing debt. You're planning on putting it into production utilizing equity. And I have to tell you, I applaud that decision. I really do. Now, another thing that really impressed me with Live and Good was the safety philosophy, I guess is the only way I can put it, that exists up there. You know, before all of us were even allowed out of the the main room, so to speak, we all had to have a briefing on exactly what to do. We all had to wear the proper equipment, which is, steel-toed boots, safety vests, safety hats, et cetera, et cetera. And you guys actually, up at Live and Good, you've got somebody on staff whose entire responsibility is safety, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, we have three people. Two of them are contractors, but that rotate in and out. So at any given time, we actually have two full-time safety officers on site. And in addition to that, because of we're relatively remote, being some 70 miles from road from the nearest medical facility here in Fairbanks, is that we also have on site a full-time EMT that's on duty 24/7. So yeah, safety is a critical issue to us. What difference does it make at the end of the day if everyone doesn't go home well?
I got to tell you, my friend, I agree 1,000% on that one. Now, I don't want you guys listening in on this thing, and Karen again, and Gal, sorry. I don't want you folks listening in to get the idea that this is a dangerous situation, because it's not even close. I've been in some situations that were kind of scary, I got to tell you, but this one isn't even close to that. It is the topography there isn't flat, okay, but you don't have what I would call major hills, etc. You don't have any steepness per se on the hills. The infrastructure also is very important to realize that. I don't want to say it's all in, but you know, Chris, you made a comment about 70 miles by road from the nearest medical facility, and consequently you have an EMT. It's important to realize, though, that is an all-weather road, and it's, I don't want to call it a freeway, but it's the main highway that goes from Fairbanks to Prudhoe Bay, if I'm not mistaken. You've also got three helicopters up there, correct?
That is correct. We are currently operating three helicopters, and those are fundamentally servicing a lot of geotechnical work in order to properly plan and site infrastructure for the deposits when the time comes.
Yeah. In terms of time frame, if I'm not mistaken, the plan right now, and I want to underline, this is a plan. This is not a guarantee. But the plan right now is for production to begin in approximately 5.5 years, 2017. Is that correct?
2017, 2018,
mm-hmm.
right in that time frame, yes.
Interesting situation. These guys definitely have the personnel. They definitely, according to 43101 standards, and you know, National Instrument 43101 in Canada is accurate under penalty of the law. So, you know these numbers are absolutely correct. I find it intriguing, really intriguing, that you guys have put together such a really, really credible management team. You know, it's I know that Dr. Myers, Russ Myers, and Jeff Pontius started the company. Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, was the founder. But those guys have said over and over again, we're exploration guys. We're not development guys, even though Russ has a PhD and Jeff has a master's degree. But they were smart enough to bring in some people who have done this before. You know, I don't want to say they brought you in because you've been there since day one, you know. But when you look at, for example, Jim Comodino, yeah, who I'm going to be talking with in the next segment. But you talk about guys like that, the president of the company who we're going to be chatting with here shortly, Carl. I mean, you guys have a great management team. Comments on that?
Well, I would just say, you know, I think give a lot of credit to Jeff and you know, Jeff and Russell and myself realize that our real expertise is exploration, and we were fortunate enough to come on to Live and Good and recognize it for what it is and its potential to be a major gold deposit, which we've realized. But fundamentally, we're not miners; we're explorationists. And so kudos to Jeff, really, for recognizing the fact that, you know, we've done our part and we still have a role to play, but that we really need mining people and have gone out to seek those and bring them on board.
I got to tell you, my friend, that is the sign of real, real intelligence. Yeah, no question about it. Chris, always a pleasure talking with you. Big Al's going to be right back. Jim Comodino is going to be joining me. He's the chief executive officer of the company, relative newcomer, but let me tell you, this guy's got a ton of experience. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bail, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to A3P.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing our diatribe with the trip to Alaska, that was probably one of the most interesting trips I have ever taken. Visited two companies, met some very, very fascinating people in the mining industry. As you guys are aware of, you too, Karen, I'm sorry, I don't mean to just say guys. Anyhow, I am chatting right now with James Comadina. Jim is the CEO of a company called International Tower Hill Mines. Very, very interesting situation. Going to have the president on. He's also going to talk a little bit about this. But let me tell you why I'm interested in International Tower Hill. These guys have a huge deposit right off the highway for the most part, just a little bit outside of Anchorage, Alaska. It's about an hour and a half, Fairbanks, just a little bit outside of Fairbanks. About an hour and a half outside of the city, great infrastructure there, and the size of the deposit is absolutely astronomical. So I'm going to let Jim tell you about that. We are in the, not necessarily the planning stage right now, the advanced development stage. Spent an entire day on the property yesterday. Very, very interesting what's going on up there. I do think that this represents right now perhaps one of the best opportunities for investment, and don't take that as investment advice because I'm not an investment advisor, but I think this thing represents a really, really great opportunity up here about just a short 90 minutes or so outside of Fairbanks. Mr. Comadina, tell us about your company.
We just recently released our updated preliminary economic assessment, and what it indicates to us is that we've got an opportunity to have a mine with a life of around 23 years, producing initially around 650,000 ounces per year, cash cost of around $550 per ounce. So it'll be a very significant deposit. Over the life of the mine, we'll mine roughly about 16 million ounces and produce roughly around 12.5 million ounces from that total production. So it'll be a large-scale mine employing somewhere around 550 people.
We're going to chat a little bit more here in the second hour of this program as to what the benefits are. I mean, everybody knows that mining companies have financial benefits. I mean, anybody in business certainly is there for that reason. It's assuming that you're a capitalist, which, as you guys know, I certainly am. But in the last segment, we're going to talk about what ITH, International Tower Hill, is actually bringing to the community. And by the community, I mean, sure, first and foremost, obviously, Fairbanks, but then secondly, to the state of Alaska. You know, the impact is not small. The annual contribution, I have to tell you, to Fairbanks, for example, from ITH, will be in excess of $25 million a year by the time you count salaries, by the time you count infrastructure purchases, by the time you count virtually everything. And that's, you know, for a town like Anchorage, that's no small task. Now, Jim just recently joined International Tower Hill. He has had a long and industrious, for lack of better terms, career in the mining industry. Just so you know a little bit about, you know, one of the guys who's at the helm of this company, I'm going to ask Jim to tell you a little bit about what his experience has been over the years. Worked all around the world. Very, very interesting guy. I think you're going to be interested in what he has to say.
I'm third generation mining, so it's been a privilege to work in this business, and ever since I was a young man, you know, I knew what I wanted to do, and that's the best part about mining is that it's not Groundhog Day every day. You get to do a lot of different things in a lot of different areas of the world, and so I've worked from Finland to Burkina Faso to Venezuela to Peru and throughout South America and now working in Alaska, and so this is a great industry. The great challenge that we have and a great opportunity for people who want to work in our business because it is a challenging business that requires technical expertise, but then also a human touch so that people can better understand our business and how we work together with communities. So we've got a real environmental challenge, the ability to do things correctly, and the opportunity to assist the entire community that we will interact with and impact in the future.
Back in 2006, you got the property from Anglo, if I'm not mistaken, Anglo Ashanti. Since that time, a very, very significant deposit has been uncovered, for lack of better terms. You have got some very, very strong 43-101 numbers right now. I guess, if I'm not mistaken, the next big thing that's going to happen here will be in 2012, where you will have your pilot plant in place, and you're going to get a really good handle on the metallurgy, so to speak.
Yes, the interim step though will release a pre-feasibility study in the middle of November, and that will further define what this deposit will look like, and you know, the attendant cost as well as attendant production. So, in 2012. All the activities are going to be focused on permitting as well as defining some of the parameters that will go into our ultimate permit application. And so those will be the major activities that we'll see in 2012.
You know, when Anglo was evaluating properties, for lack of better terms, they were looking at three things, and this was brought out yesterday. They were looking at value, obviously. They were looking at access to infrastructure, and they were looking at people, the people in the area. Well, ITH really has this thing in spades, for lack of better terms. And let me just elaborate a little bit, and then I'm going to give it back to Jim. But number one, in terms of access to infrastructure, number one, the highway's right there, which I already mentioned. Number two, you've got the pipeline corridor, which is very, very important to this. And number three, you're pretty close to the power grid, if I'm not mistaken, about 70 kilometers from which is about 42 miles from the power grid. Now, that sounds like a long ways, but, you know, in the total scheme of things, given the location, that really is actually is a pretty good situation. In terms of people, you know, as Jim was saying, they're going to employ probably about 500 people on this project. And it's interesting to me because these people will probably all come, or for the most part anyway, come from Fairbanks. Point number one. Point number two, all of the people in this whole area, it's amazing what a mining-friendly state Alaska is. I mean, every cafe is, you know, mining Harry's, mining Johnny's, what have you. I mean, it's really interesting how attached to the mining industry people really are here. Jim, I want to get back to something else here. Give us, if you would, some of the characteristics of Live and Good, dealing with things like, you know, the terrain, the conventionality of the service, of the mine that you're going to be able to put in, et cetera.
Well, it will be a large-scale operation, so typically we'll mine roughly around 200,000 tons per day of material. And so you start thinking about that quantum. You know, how can you do that efficiently and effectively? And so that will be our major challenge, is to be able to do that and keep our environmental stewardship at the front of all of our activities. And so that will be the challenge. And, again, the key thing will be the human aspect of it, that we have to hire the right people, make sure they have adequate training, that safety is paramount to our work ethic, that we really do focus on the things that are important to the community and our staff as well. So just the scale of this operation will be the first thing that people will notice. The second thing, though, will be its ultimate impact, that we'll be the largest gold producer in the state of Alaska by a long way. And that will be an important thing, that people will come and say, you're able to achieve a lot of this with a good environmental ethic and very safely. And so those will be the hallmarks of this operation.
Okay, we're going to continue on with this particular topic in the second hour. We're going to talk with Carl Brechtel. Carl is the President and Chief Operating Officer of ITH. And I'm going to wrap up the show with another Carl Hanneman, who is the Alaska Project Manager for Live and Good. Very, very interesting comments from both these guys, certainly from Carl, as a real technical, you know, technical guy who's been involved in this industry for also his entire career. He's going to give us some more specifics as to what's going on at International Tower Hill, and then Carl Hanneman is going to talk a little bit about the benefits to the area and the state, et cetera, that ITH is going to bring. I have to tell you, Big Al has been looking at a lot of mining companies over the past 30 years, had a lot of good situations that I have been introduced to. This one, I have to say, is one of the most exciting, and you know why? If you could make a movie out of this. Why do I say that? You had three guys back in 2006, all very qualified individuals who came together with an idea, and you know what? That idea is turning into fruition. Could be an Academy Award winner. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula three times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to wrap up this hour with a couple of very, very instrumental folks from International Tower Hill Mines. Carl Brechtel. Carl is the president and chief operating officer for International Tower Hills. This man is no rookie in the industry. He's got 30 years of experience on four continents. I mean, what can I say? Very, very impressive. He has a Master of Science degree in mining engineering, and then he's got a Bachelor of Science degree in geological engineering, both from the University of Utah. Carl, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you guys are really, really busy right now. How you doing?
Very good, Al. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I am very, very impressed, as our listeners are going to be aware by the time this program is over, of exactly what you guys are doing there and what your sister company, Corvus Gold, is doing, Corvus being the more exploration stage of the two. But give us, if you would, a little overview on International Tower Hill. I spoke earlier just briefly with Chris Puckner, your chief geologist. He gave us some pretty good ideas. But, you know, I guess the first thing that I'm curious about is you guys have about, if you count inferred, about 20 million ounces right now, okay? Obviously the second biggest in Alaska. What are you going to do with it for the next 5 years, Carl?
Well, for the next 5 years, Al, we'll be involved in a lot of studies which develop baseline information about the area to establish the characteristics of the environment and the local communities before we start up, and then also a lot of engineering work about the needs for the project when we go into construction. So it's really a very focused bunch of technical work right now, and as we move down that path, we'll then start to go out and engage in discussions with our stakeholders here in Alaska about what we're intending to do and get their input. Stakeholder is somebody who's sharing the area with us and that will be infected by the project as it goes into construction and eventually into operation.
Okay.
So it would be local communities and not just in and around the area, but the entire state of Alaska.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. All of you guys, or the majority of you guys anyway, are all veterans of Anglo Gold. You've known each other for an awful long time, you know, in from one stage to another. And I made this comment, and I wasn't really being frivolous when I said this. I made the comment that the thing that's really interesting about the story of International Tower Hill, and I got to say also Corvus, because you guys are, you know, it's all kind of one big family in a sense, but this is the kind of story that you make movies out of. You know, you get a bunch of highly qualified technical people together. They cut their teeth working for, you know, a significant amount of time for a major mining company. And then they reach, I would have to say, you know, you reach the prime of your careers, and you guys all kind of get together and you say, you know what? We got this deal here. It's very possibly the second largest deposit in Alaska. Let's have some fun. And you guys, I have to tell you, you're definitely having fun. You're in it for the passion, and I love that.
It's been an interesting circumstance, you know, with Jeff Pontius and Russell Meyer.
Yeah.
Starting the thing, and then adding Chris Puchner, our chief geologist, into the mix and carrying it as far forward as they could, and then inviting those of us who are coming along behind, myself and our new CEO Jim Comedina,
yeah,
to also join in. So it, you know, it's very gratifying for me to have those guys want to bring me into the project, and it's been a very exciting thing for me.
Oh, I got to tell you, you guys are going to have nothing but fun, and you're going to make a huge, huge impact. You already have, but I mean, the impact that that International Tower Hill is almost guaranteed to make, in my opinion, in the mining industry is absolutely huge. Talking about making an impact, if we can get Carl Hahnemann, you know, in front of the mic here for a second, I would appreciate it. We had a long discussion with Carl about the impact that ITH is going to make, not only on the immediate community, that community being the Fairbanks area, but also on the state of Alaska in general. And he had some things to say that I thought were very, very interesting. You know, and our conversation started when I was discussing a series that had appeared in the New York Times probably about 10 years ago about, you know, looking at the weak side, for lack of better terms, of the mining industry. And having been involved, I guess I should say, in the industry for the last 30 years or so, I really took issue with that article because there were just a lot of things in there that were simply not true. I mean, okay, Carl, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it. You know, I want to talk a little bit about, I want to kind of renew the conversation that you and I had on site about what exactly International Tower Hill is going to do, A, for the community of Fairbanks, and B, for the state of Alaska as a whole. And, you know, you're born and raised, you're a native of Fairbanks, you're a real Alaskan. You care deeply about, number one, the mining industry, and about the impact of the mining industry on not only the local community, but, you know, the state community in general. Let's start out with Fairbanks, okay? How much of an impact are you guys going to make there?
Well, we think Live and Good is a great opportunity to contribute to diversification of Alaska economy, safely develop Alaska's resources for the benefit of Fairbanks and all of Interior, but it's a potential that we have to realize through a lot of additional hard work.
Oh, sure.
But if we realize our potential, you know, there'll be a significant amount of construction jobs, perhaps up to 1,000 construction jobs for a 2-year construction period, and then leading into jobs for generations of Alaskans. With what we have now of over a 23-year projected mine life, so
yeah.
that's real exciting. And these are good jobs. These are, you know, family-based family jobs. I mean, that can support a family on good living wages and long-term, year-round, stable jobs. The kind of private sector jobs that Alaska, you know, sorely needs, and so we're excited to be able to potentially have the chance to help provide those jobs.
Well, what I find to be really, really interesting is, you know, we were talking about some of the numbers in terms of, you know, additional monetary input into the Fairbanks area. And you were talking about ultimately, I mean, you got 1,000 guys working construction and the thing goes into production, assuming it does, you're going to have probably 500 people working there. I mean, this is going to raise, you were saying, over 25, not raise, but this is going to contribute over $25 million a year to the community of Fairbanks.
Well, it would, and certainly more through, you know, vendor purchases. We got a great vendor community in Fairbanks that's experienced and provides support to the existing Fort Knox and Pogo gold mines. And so those vendors have shown that they can do the job, and we'd be looking for a lot of local support, local purchasing, as we supply the products necessary to build and operate the mine. So, and local contractors, in the construction effort, a lot of Arctic know-how in the area to help us build the mine.
Well, I mean, you don't have a bunch of rookies around there, that's for sure. I find that to be interesting. But, you know, you guys out there, you know, you need to look at other things that happen when major mines like this go in. And one of the things, as an example, I mean, you know, when you get an increase in the population, schools get improved generally. Now, I'm not saying that the Fairbanks School District is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that typically operations like ITH, number one, they certainly improve the infrastructure in the area of the operations, but they also have a tendency to indirectly truly improve the infrastructure in the cities, both the economic infrastructure and also the physical infrastructure. It's, I mean, you know, being born and raised in Fairbanks, and I mean, this has got to make you pretty proud, buddy, huh?
Well, it is exciting. This is my hometown, and Alaska is my state, and I've chosen to stay here, and I've just had the privilege of being able to contribute to in the development of the Pogo mine, and some of our team members, Tom Irwin, has contributed to the development of the Fort Knox mine. And so we have deep roots here, and we're building an Alaska-based team to help design, develop, and operate this mine. And it's real exciting, actually, to be able to contribute back to the community in that way. And we're committed to doing it right so that it's a overall benefit to the community. And so that's, yeah, we're excited about that.
Well, at the risk of sounding corny, I think the best way that I can wrap up the first hour of this show is I got to tell you guys listening in here, Big Al is firmly convinced that this is the kind of thing that movies are made out of. I mean, you get a bunch of guys together that are very passionate about what they're doing. They're very professional about what they're doing. You got to watch this one. Hey, listen. I'm going to be right back in the second hour, right after the news. We'll talk to you again.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.